Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your word, the word that provides a guide for all our lives. And help us to believe that word, to truly believe that what you say will ultimately come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following scripture. John chapter 11 and verse 26. It says, "Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Today is the first of four stories about the Parker family and the trials of Jean Parker, the wife of Al and the mother of daughters Sonia and Bee. Much of the attention of today's show is on Dinky and Gobi, two pet dogs of the Parker household, and is about how Jean, in the end, overcame her adversity. The story is taken from the fifth chapter of the book, Life in the Spirit. The Parkers were a close family, but because of circumstances relating to job location, Al ended up working out of town and away from wife Jean and daughters Sonia and Bee. Jean had just retired from a state government position in Columbia, South Carolina, where she worked to help reach 30 years of service with the state. This was a goal of hers because retirement from the state government, for those who could achieve it, would provide many useful benefits. When not working part-time as a substitute teacher in local elementary schools, Jean usually was at home doing chores or just browsing about the community. The two daughters both lived in the same city of Columbia, but were independent, living on their own. As for Jean, she cared for her two pet dogs, Dinky and Gobi, and they kept her busy with feedings, walking, and other responsibilities of their care. Dinky was actually daughter Sonia's dog, but it became difficult for her to care for him, being that she lived in a condo and had a full-time job. So she gave him to her parents to keep. Her parents' response? "Oh yeah, great," they said in jest. "Now we have one more responsibility," they added. Even though they didn't look forward to that added responsibility of caring for Sonia's dog, they grew to love him a lot. Dinky was just a little dog, brown and furry, with big bulging eyes that often wandered to and fro. He was quiet most of the time, but when he was smaller, he managed to bite everyone in the household. But they were small bites that didn't amount to very much. Gobi, the other pet in the household, was given to Jean by her sister. Gobi wasn't as active as Dinky. She just liked to eat a lot. So both dogs became a part of the Parker household and were precious to Jean, especially when Al was out of town at work. Al was employed for 29 years as a chef for one of the larger restaurants in Charleston, which was about a three-hour drive away from Columbia. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel A third book is another non-fictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. One day, Sonia called her father, Al, to let him know that he should call Jean as soon as possible because it was very important. Al quickly called home and Jean answered. Jean told Al she had visited the doctor's office earlier in the day and was told that she had severe anemia. Jean said it was recommended that she begin regular visits to treat the condition. In response to this news, Al said he would be home that evening. When Al arrived home, he found Jean to be in a normal mood as she was doing chores around the house. In fact, as he arrived around the corner near where they lived, he saw Jean walking Dinky, apparently having been around the neighborhood with him, and was just returning home when she saw Al drive up. As a sidelight, Dinky wanted his daily walks, almost demanded them, in fact, because whenever he wanted to go outside, he would head to the front door of the house. Then he would bark and bark and bark until Jean would come to take him out. Well, Jean knew that this was her signal to take him walking, and that's what she had done when Al saw her that day. For the next few days after Al's arrival at home, things were quite normal. It was springtime when people in the neighborhood were active doing yard work, spring cleaning, and other chores getting ready for the upcoming summer. With regular everyday activities, there are always challenges and issues to be confronted from time to time. Well, one interesting challenge for Al and Jean during this early spring period was when they visited a local hardware store named the House Depot, where Jean wanted to shop for some plants. After a long period of time considering all types of flowers and plants that were available, Jean finally found the flower she wanted and made the decision to purchase. While they had come to the store together, somehow Al had lost himself. By the time Jean was ready to leave, she uttered, "Where's my husband? Where's Al?" She continued to wonder. He was nowhere to be found. Al somehow had drifted to another part of the store. She needed him to be there with her to help take the plants to the vehicle, their vehicle. Jean was obviously dismayed about Al not being there to help her because they had discussed what they were going to do at the store long before leaving their home that day. Eventually, Al made his way back to where Jean was in the store, but by that time, she had somehow gotten the plants that she had purchased to the car they were driving. So, needless to say, Jean had a mouthful for Al as they headed home. She ended up telling him, "Next time, please let me know where you are in the store. I had to take those plants to the car all by myself." Al did give Jean a lackluster explanation as to where he was, and that was that. They made two more quick stops and then proceeded to the house. Let's take another break, and we'll be right back.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
Welcome back. Al and Jean continued their normal routine for the next several weeks. This included shopping and eating out on occasion, as well as attending a movie every now and then. The both of them were challenged by Dinky and Gobi as far as taking care of them. It was as though they were a part of the family, and you know what? They really were. Both dogs roamed around freely within a fenced-in backyard during the day, and by late afternoon, they were ready for their feeding. At night, Gobi was kept in her cage in a small hallway near Al and Jean's bedroom, while Dinky was allowed to roam around the house until he would find a comfortable spot where he would fall asleep. The dogs helped Jean a lot to keep her mind off her illness. One day, however, she had to deal with her health situation when Jean made her first scheduled visit to the doctor since her initial diagnosis. At that time, she was given more details about future treatments. The doctor confirmed what he had told her earlier and gave a little more detail of her condition. Soon, Jean was given a schedule of regular visits for treatments. At home, she had a bounce in her step because of the apparent effectiveness of the treatments. She was very encouraged and grew more confident in working with her doctor, who shared many of her Christian beliefs. She would later tell him if her condition worsens to always be truthful with her, not to misguide her, but to tell her exactly the way it is with her health condition. That comment indicated that Jean did not fear the worst, or at least it was not evident in her demeanor. As she was taught by her pastor, she understood that we all are in some stage of transition in this present life. The way she looked at it, she was just at a later stage of the transition process than all those who cared for her. Well, husband Al, as well as daughters Sonia and Bea, didn't want to hear that, to be in some kind of transition. They wanted Jean to always be with them. But no one knew more than Jean that the real transition that we all eventually will make will come when our spirit is released from this natural physical body to one where life will constitute our never-ending spirit. She had heard this often in sermons by pastors in church services, but to her, it was more than just a cliche. She really believed it. She believed that her spirit being would live on. And that's exactly what Jesus had promised in John 11:26. Because of Bible study, Jean had become more knowledgeable about end-of-life issues, something that most people don't want to talk about. But she gained a lot of strength from a TV minister who did address these issues, which helped with the peace that she had during her adversity that few others could understand. That understanding came from a knowledge of the Word coming from scriptures that gave Jean hope beyond her current circumstances. Yes, peace permeated her being as she listened one morning to an audio series of Bible verses, scriptures that reflected her joy in the Lord, which was her strength.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. But I will restore to you health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a warrior. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately, he was cleansed of his leprosy. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Truly, I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, Go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give life in all its fullness. And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
Yes, Jean knew that because of her situation, she would need to employ weapons not of the world, but spiritual in nature to overcome her adversity. And that weapon was her knowledge of the Word. So, Jean's faith is what kept her so encouraged and always looking forward. Yes, she didn't believe in looking back. After all, it's obvious that it's in the future where we're all headed. But, as believers, we're destined to attain that great promise that's outlined in the Scriptures, a place of peace and joy, unspeakable joy, as the Scripture says. Al would eventually return to Columbia to finish his work at the restaurant before he would retire, and Gene would again be left alone for the week. Well, not totally alone. She would have Dinky and Gobi to keep her company. Our scripture for today is Luke chapter 9 and verses 59, 60, and 62. A summary of these verses is as follows. Then he, Jesus, said to another, "Follow me." But he, the man, said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." Then Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, you go ahead and preach the kingdom of God." No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is even fit for the kingdom of God. Yes, Jean was always looking forward. She realized that as human beings, we tend to look back in the past, to reminisce, perhaps, usually on something good. But, of course, we don't want to remember the bad times. But she also knew that wasn't God. He's always in the now, in the present. The great I am. So yes, Jean had cried her last tear yesterday because she knew that was the will of the Father. That is, while in the present, we should look forward and keep our eyes on Him, knowing that in Him is where eternal life resides. And as John 11:26 says, we only have to believe that because of our spirit, His spirit is in us. Well, that's all for today's show. Our virtual song is coming next. And remember, there's a bright future for all of us as believers, despite the adversity in our lives. That's why we can say, even at the end of this physical life, that there's always more good things coming your way.
Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either I'm gonna trust, or I may as well walk away. The stressing don't make it better. Don't make it better, no way. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Yesterday, I decided.